to the book of Luke, chapter 12. It's been a busy summer, and we're not done yet, but we're gonna take time to get back to Luke, chapter 12, and our study of the Gospels. Tonight, we're going to be challenged to be careful who we follow and who we fear. Luke, chapter 12, verse 1, if you're able, let's stand together to honor the reading of God's Word. And before we read tonight, let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, I thank you so much for this beautiful day, for the great privilege that we have together to sing your praises, to worship you, to spend time in your word. Lord, I pray that you would use me and speak through me. I'm nothing without you. I pray your Holy Spirit would work in our hearts tonight. Lord, as we gain truths, I pray that your Holy Spirit would apply those truths to our hearts and that we would be obedient in all these things. It would help us to love you, to trust in you, and Lord, to stand for you no matter what we face. Please bless and help tonight, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please remain standing. Let's sing. Let's read verse 1. In the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trode one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples, first of all, beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. Please be seated. Be careful who you follow. If you go back to chapter 11, you'll remember how Jesus had cast out the devil that was dumb. When the devil was gone out, the dumb spake, and there was all the things that went along with that. There's a company that came, and a lot of things happened as he spake and was preaching. There was one who said, blessed is the womb that bare thee and the paps which thou hast sucked. And he said, yea, rather blessed are they which hear the word of God and keep it. And we studied for a couple of weeks there towards the end of chapter 11. There was a Pharisee asked him to come and eat dinner with him, and he came and sat down. And remember, the Pharisee marveled that Jesus didn't wash his hands. He didn't go through the ceremony of washing his hands before dinner. And kind of a argument ensues, and some accusations are made against the Lord. And all of those things had gone on. And while that was going on, it says in chapter 12, verse 1, in the meantime, there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch the people trode upon one another. So after Jesus got invited to dinner, all of this is transpiring. No doubt it's probably likely that voices were raised and kind of a tumult was heard, but people wanted to hear Jesus, and they came and they were gathering around, such a crowd that people were trampling on each other, gathering around to see and to hear from Jesus. And he began to speak to his disciples first of all. So there's a big crowd around, but Jesus is addressing his disciples. So he's telling them, but apparently it was in a way where everyone else could hear as well. And so he says to them, beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Now, whose house was he just at? A Pharisee's house. Who was it that was arguing with him? The Pharisees. And so that's what's going on, and he's letting the disciples in particular, but really everyone, he's given them a warning about who they would follow. Beware the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Now, I don't do a lot of baking. Does anybody do any baking? You bakers here? Okay, about the only thing that I ever bake is cinnamon rolls. Amen. That's good, right? That'll preach. And I love cinnamon rolls. Not nearly as much as my wife does, so that's the only thing I bake. But I know that you have to put the yeast in there, the leaven in there, to get your cinnamon rolls right. And you have to deal with it. But the thing about it is, when you consider all of the other ingredients, it's a very tiny amount of leaven that goes in. But yet it permeates everything. Jesus is warning the people and the disciples to be careful of the leaven of the Pharisees. What is it? It's their false doctrine. It's their false teaching. it's the way that they are, that they are outwardly they follow Christ, but inwardly they're full of dead men's bones. It's the fact that their hearts are not right with the Lord, and the things they do outwardly are all for show. And he's saying, you need to be careful of the leaven of the Pharisees, because even just a little bit of that attitude, a little bit of that heart, a little bit of that doctrine will ruin your life. Amen. And it will spread from you to others. And he's saying, you need to be careful who you follow. Beware the leaven of the Pharisees. Now listen, friends, when you see a sign that says beware, you ought to pay attention to it. It's true in life. You know, some of us were out knocking doors before Vacation Bible School, and we would come up to homes that had signs on the gate that said, beware of the dog. And I take those signs very seriously. And I've learned over the years that when you see that sign or any yard, you don't just walk into the yard. You have to let Fido know you're there. And so what I do is jiggle the gate and wait a minute. And rattle the gate again, because I want to make sure that I know where the dog is. Because when you don't know and you find and he finds you on your way out, it could be a terrifying experience. When I see signs that say beware, it gets my attention. You say danger, high voltage. I don't mess around with that. I don't know if you've ever watched an electrician work on an electrical panel, but it gives me a heart attack every time. I mean, they work around in there. It doesn't even phase. I'm like, those lugs up there are going to kill you dead. Quit putting your screwdriver up there. You're going to die. And I try to stay at least more than arm's length away, because I don't want them to touch me when they get got. And there's things that we need to beware. We need to be careful around. And listen, when the Lord Jesus Christ says beware, it ought to get our attention. It's serious business. Listen, I'm scared of getting bit by a dog. I'm even more scared of getting shocked by 220 volts of electricity. But listen, friend, we ought to be more cautious, more aware. We ought to wake up to the danger that Jesus is warning us of. Amen. I want you to know, of all the things we see in the Bible, we see the warnings Jesus. And certainly we ought to be concerned about sinners, and we ought to be concerned about sin, and we ought to be concerned about the darkness of this world. But Jesus warns us far more about the Pharisees than he does about the dangers of sin. Why? Well, Jesus came to help sinners. They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Listen, Jesus came to heal those that are sin sick. We have the gospel, we have the answer for that. But we've got to be careful, if we're going to follow Jesus, that we don't become Pharisaical. That we're not have a holier-than-thou attitude. That we don't look down our Pharisaical noses at those who don't have Christ. That we don't think we're better than anybody else. Amen. You see, I think here at Calvary Missionary Baptist Church, we're in far more danger of the hypocrisy of the Pharisees than we are of just about anything else. So we need to beware because of their hypocrisy. Their hypocrisy. None of us like hypocrites, and we don't want to be hypocrites. We don't like hypocrites, and we don't want to be hypocrites. I want to tell you, that's one of the greatest fears of my life, is to be a hypocrite. I don't want to say one thing and do another. I don't want to be pretending to be something that I'm not. I don't want to just wash the outside of the tomb and still be rotten on the inside. I want to be clean every whit. I want to be clean from the inside, and I want what Christ has done on the inside of me to overflow into my life and to be who I really am. He warns about the works of the Pharisees. Verse 2 says, there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. And dear friend, I just want to get you to pay attention to the Bible tonight, because so many times we think our sins are covered, we think our sins are hidden, but God sees everything. Amen. And if you think that you can continue to have unconfessed and unrepented sin in your heart, you think that you've got it hidden, you think you've got it covered, I want you to know there's a God in heaven, and he's going to reveal all those things one day. Amen. So we need to deal with it. Now, I want to be clear, I believe with all my heart that what the Lord's talking about is sin that you don't deal with, sin that you try to cover up, sin that you try to hide. But when you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. He removes that sin as far as the east is from the west. He's not going to bring that back up. But when you try to hide it, when you try to cover it up like the Pharisees did, it's not going to be hidden. Our works are going to be revealed. Amen. I don't know about you, but that's a little scary to me. I want to be quick to confess my sin before God. Romans 2:16 says, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. There's going to come a day when God's going to reveal the secrets of our hearts and our lives, and those hidden works, they're going to be made manifest. They're going to be revealed. At camp, I asked the kids, I had a group of teens from all the different churches. They split us up randomly, and I asked them just, what would it be like if we could take a computer chip, stick it in the back of your head, and it recorded all of your thoughts this week? I mean, just this week at church camp where we were at. I mean, you think at church camp, kids are pretty good, right? They don't do bad things and don't have bad thoughts, but you'd be wrong. What if we could just record every thought that you had in your mind for the week, and then on Thursday night before everybody goes home, we put it up on the big screens and we show everybody every thought that you had? Anybody want to sign up for that? It's Sunday, friends. I don't want you to know the things I've thought today. Amen. Amen? Some of you committed murder in your heart in the car on the way to church. And you whitewashed it on your way out of the car coming through the parking lot. Right? You got to get all that straightened up. We got to put on the right face when we open the door and walk across the parking lot. Right? Listen, I don't care what day of the week it is. We need to know that God is going to judge our works. There is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. And he says the same thing in different words twice to emphasize it, to let you know this is an absolute thing. Amen. Our works are going to be made manifest. It could be a terrible thing, and it could be a wonderful thing, because God not only sees the wicked works that we do, but God sees the good works that we do. And God will not forget your labor of love. The things that you do in the name of Jesus Christ and for the glory of Jesus Christ and to further the kingdom of Jesus Christ, God sees every one of those. And he's gonna have us give an account of what we have done for Christ, whether it be good or evil. And he's going to remember the good too. All the good that you do for the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be those things that are laid up on that foundation, which is Jesus Christ, and we build up treasures on that foundation, and those treasures are not for our glory, but they're for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What you do in this life matters. Amen. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Remember, dear friends, that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. What you do for the Lord and through the power of the Lord and for the glory of the Lord, God's going to remember that, and you can give him glory forever and ever by being faithful today. Amen. You ever feel like it just doesn't matter? You ever feel like giving up? I'm going to tell you right now, if you're honest and you've ever taught a Sunday school class, there's been a time where you thought, I'm wasting my time. I need to just give up. I think if you've been a parent for more than 5 minutes, you've probably had a moment where you thought, I have no idea what I'm doing. I can't do this. Someone else would be so much better at this than I am. Listen, God has called you, and God is faithful to equip you. And listen, as far as parenting goes, there's not a person on the planet more equipped to bring up your children than you are. God didn't mess up when he made them your kids. You get yourself lined up with the Word of God and walk with the Spirit of God, and you'll be exactly what your kids need. Beware of who you follow, because you can follow the leaven of the Pharisees. You can buy into their hypocrisy. You can pretend to be something you're not. You can say the right things and pretend to do the right things while your heart isn't right. You can buy into the false doctrine that it's about your works and it's about what you do to make yourself right with the Lord. Or you can trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and be cleansed from him, and all of those good works that flow out of that heart that's made right can bring glory to God and God alone. Not only our works, but our words. Look at verse 3. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light. And that which you've spoken in the ear and closet shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. I just I just want to give you a second to reread that verse in your own heart and see if it doesn't have an impact right here in this area. I'm going to be honest with you. I can't read these verses without a little bit of fear right here. Have you ever said something that you know you shouldn't say about someone else and then gone like this to check and make sure your phone's off? Man, that hit home, didn't it? You ever not hit the end button too good before you started talking about the person you were just on the phone with? See, some of us are guilty of that. I have been. And that's why this is a fearful thing. Whatsoever. The Lord doesn't take anything off the table. It's all there. Whatever you've spoken in darkness, whatever you thought was hidden, whatever you thought nobody else knew about, whatever you said that you thought was a secret is going to be heard in the light. Amen. And in case you didn't get that, whatever you've spoken in the ear in closets, I told him not to tell anybody. Can you keep a secret? I have to think about it for a minute, Brother Tom, when somebody asks me if I can keep a secret. Because as a pastor, I'm obligated to keep some things confidential, and I try to honor that as long as nobody's, you know, as long as it's not legal or, you know, life-threatening or something like that. If you tell me something that I think somebody's life's in danger, you can forget about it. It's not going to be a secret to me. Do you guys hear me? Listen, if somebody's life's in danger or some legal implications, all those secrets go out the door. We have an obligation to do what's right. Amen. But somebody will ask you, can you keep a secret? And I have to think about it for a second because my first reaction is no. No. And the only reason I'm good at keeping secrets is because I forget things. Like if I could remember what you told me, I'd have told everybody. Fortunately, I can't remember things for more than 5 minutes. What you've spoken in the ear and closet shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. And they tell me that even to this day, if you go to the Middle East, that people will go up on the housetop and they'll make announcements from the top of the house. And certainly in Jesus' day, that's what happened. If the magistrate, the ruler of a city, had an announcement for the people, then the crier, the herald, would go up to the house that was taller than everybody's and get on the rooftop, and he would say, "Hear ye, hear ye." And he would make the announcement for the whole town to hear. And the Lord says that all those secrets we told, somebody's going to get up on the housetop. And he's going to say, "Hear ye, hear ye. I want to tell you what Isaac said. You know, the tongue is a little member. But so is the rudder of a ship." Amen. They sang the song a while ago. It only takes a spark to get a fire going. And what a beautiful song when you apply it to the gospel. Amen. Just takes a little bit to get God's word out there, to praise him and to evangelize. But you know, there's a negative side to that too. It only takes a spark to get a fire going when you say something wrong. A little flame can kindle a great matter. We need to be careful what we do. We need to be careful what we say. I want you to know there's the negative aspect of what you say. There's also the positive aspect. I want you to look in your Bibles very quickly to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. And find verse 26, if you would, please. In Matthew chapter 10, Jesus is talking about sending the disciples forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. And he's telling them to beware, because they're going to be taken up before governors, they're going to be arrested, and all these things are going to happen. He says, you're going to suffer some persecution, but listen, the disciple is not above his master. But he gets down to verse 26, he says, "Fear them not therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. So in Matthew 10, Jesus is preaching the same truths, and he's saying, listen, in this context, there's going to be those that are going to persecute you, but don't worry, whatever they do to you, I'm going to see it, and I'm going to deal with it. Isn't that good? Verse 27, what I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. Now, I believe these are completely different instances, and I believe the application are completely different. You can study it out and come to your own conclusions, but I believe that in Luke chapter 12, it's a warning against the works and the words that we say in a negative context, but in Matthew chapter 10, he's saying, listen, they're going to come at you, but what they do, I'm going to see it, and I'll deal with them. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. And then he also says, the things that I tell you in secret, when I've got you here together, I want you to take those things and broadcast them. See, there's the negative and the positive. Because when you get in your prayer closet, God's going to speak to your heart, and he doesn't want you to keep that right there. He wants you to share it. When you have your morning devotionals and you study God's word and he impresses something on your heart and he speaks to you and he gives you some joy way down here in your soul, he doesn't want you to hold on to that. He doesn't want you to keep it in the darkness. He wants you to shout it from the mountaintops. Amen. When you come to church and the preacher actually says something right and it blesses your heart and you're so thankful in what God showed you through the preaching of his word, he doesn't want to keep it inside these four walls. He wants us all to go to work tomorrow and tell our coworkers about what God showed us from his word. Amen. He wants us to take it and shout it from the mountaintops. Did you see it? What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, what you hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. Verse 28 says, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Don't be afraid of the Pharisees. Don't be afraid of the atheists. Don't be afraid of the ACLU. Don't be afraid of your professors when you go back to school. Don't be afraid of the kids at school that'll ridicule you for standing up for Jesus. Don't be afraid of your coworkers that get mad at you because you keep giving them gospel tracts. Don't be afraid of standing up for Jesus, but rather fear God, because listen, if you deny Jesus Christ, he will deny you. Amen. If you're born again, you can't deny him, because he can't deny himself. But if you're a child of God, you ought to stand up for the Lord no matter what anybody says. Don't be afraid of them. Fear God. Fear God and stand for his truths. Beware the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. I believe everything in the scripture has an application for us today. It says what it means, and it means what it says, but I want you to just consider with me for a second as we get ready for a verse of invitation. Who do you suppose the Pharisees are today? Because I don't think it's the fella on TV, the televangelist, the prosperity gospel guy. I don't think he's a Pharisee. I think he's something else. He very well may be a wolf in sheep's clothing. But who are the Pharisees today? I don't know that I can pinpoint it. But I'll say it one more time before this verse of invitation. I think that in this church, in the Lord's churches, churches like ours around this world, there is great danger of us being Pharisees. And it all comes back to our heart. Do we fear God? And do we keep his commandments out of a heart of fear? Do we keep his commandments and his commandments are not grievous? Are we living for him because we love him because he first loved us? Or is it all just a show? Beware the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. You see, the answer to being a hypocrite is not to quit church. The answer to being a hypocrite is not to get out of church and stay out of church and not pretend anymore. The answer to being a hypocrite is to get real. Amen. Repent and believe the gospel. And get in love with Jesus. Amen. That way when you do those right things, it comes from a right heart. Amen. Let's stand together tonight. We're going to sing what number?